Say, Judy, what are you doing after the show?
Well, I thought I might go and see the new Clark Gable Barbara Stanwyck picture.
Oh, the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, the one called To Please a Lady. Isn't that the one about the Indianapolis auto races?
Say, that gives me an idea, Bing. Why don't you and I make an auto race picture? I can drive, and I'm sure I can get Paramount to put the wheels on you.
You have to put wheels on me to get me near the joint.
Me too. That's a big line.
Save that for
me too. 20 years in show business. Me too. Studied with
did
Bello,
it beautifully, right? Did.
Ben Bard, night.
Now,
all right.
Bing, who's your guest next week?
Next week, Judy, our guests will be Miss Judy Garland and Mr. Bob Hope.
Hey, how do you get the same guest 2 weeks in a row?
Well, I don't know about Judy, but I got you in a one sense.
Come on, Judy, let's go.
Wait, back. You kids can't leave until we've all said goodnight to Irene.
Oh, that's right. Everybody's saying goodnight to Irene these days.
Here we go. Now get to bed, Irene.
Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, we'll see you in our dreams.
Sometimes she sleeps in pajamas, sometimes she sleeps in a gown. But when they both in the laundry, Irene is the talk of the town.
Irene never goes off to dreamland till she combs every hair in her head. She puts it all up neat in curlers, then she hangs it on the post on the bed.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night.
Anyone for meatballs?
Good night, Irene, good night.
A burglar broke in Irene's bedroom. The dear girl was sleeping in peace. Then Irene, she fought like a tiger till the burglar called the police.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night.
Cut out our men's a dream, drink Ovaltine,
or just drop dead.